You know, it's been fun over just the last few years to watch the evolution of the company we used to know as Varidesk to the company we now know as Vari. And but even before that, they were exclusively in the business of selling these inflatable decorations that you put in your yard at Easter time. It's been a fast evolution for Jason McCann, who's the co-founder and CEO of Vari, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for reaching out. Excited to talk today.
You keep, and this is not Peter principle, you keep trying new stuff and you keep succeeding. So the last time we spoke, or time before last, you were turning into a landlord. You bought the old Zale headquarters in Irving. And by golly, you filled the place up, and now you've got another building that you're filling up.
Yeah, it was so incredible to come in here and work with Las Colinas and Irving and create Varispace Las Colinas. The Verizon and everybody that's moved in here has been incredible. So it's been awesome to now be fully leased. And our second one at Varispace South Lake, the buzz is out. So first tenant is coming and others hopefully soon.
This is interesting because probably nobody knows, you know, Vari South Lake, but we all know this is Solana. This is where IBM was and Sabre. And it was turned out to be a real estate fiasco back, oh, I guess at the crash of 08 and 09. And it came out of bankruptcy. So they must love you. I mean, you're taking one of, what, the three buildings out there?
Yeah, there's quite a complex out there. And so we bought the one that's right there at 114 in Kirkwood. It's a gorgeous building that we bought from Equity Office. And so we bought it just under a year ago. And it have invested tens of millions of dollars. The city of Southlake has been incredible. We're able to add some additional signage and really reimagine what the space could be, because it's been vacant, to your point, for over 10 years. And so we're showcasing it, and we're fully done and fully renovated. So it's awesome.
You know, anybody else, I'd say, you know, you'd have my sympathy because of a pandemic going on and trying to accomplish, you know, space in a pandemic. But I mean, the whole point of what you've evolved is a space that it's not defined, that it can be anything. So I would guess that you're sort of going from open offices to maybe some closed offices right now until the pandemic's over with.
Yeah, we learned so much when we, just like every company, went to working from home and what do we do with our headquarters and really thinking about distance-based design. We've done some great work with Corgan and really rethinking our space and also thinking about our tenant spaces. And so the whole idea of space as a service, like, could you come into a space and then could the space literally morph and change in front of you? And that was the vision for Varispace. And it's really worked with our entire line of products. So we've expanded from just a sit-stand desk company to now walls that move, LED lighting, soft seating. And so now over 300 products in our offering. But now we're able to provide service from space planning to walls that move. And our teams come in and move the space as your needs change. So it's really been a blessing, you know, to figure out a way to power through this COVID storm that we're all dealing with and really think about what's the next normal going to look like and be a part of that solution with our fans.
Well, and recognizing that whatever's normal 6 months from now may not be normal 2 years from now. And I guess that's the point. So who are you attracting? Who's renting space from you? What kind of companies?
Yeah, so high growth companies that are really thinking about what does the future need and recognizing that flexibility is going to be key. And so we're able to offer larger spaces. So our smallest tenant in Las Colinas, for example, is just over 10,000 square feet. And our suites are that large. And then they come in, we have a full coffee bar, gym on site, a cafe managed by Compass, who's one of the largest food service providers out there. So all the amenities are done. And so the beauty is they can come in, lease it fully furnished. It's done, but it's really designed for enterprise level, high growth companies, 100, 200 employees or more. But also they recognize that the future is going to be about change. So we're doing a lot of space plans and designs where we're doing two designs. Like, what does it look like today versus what could my space look like in 6 months or a year from now as things change?
So this way, are you ensuring yourself that they don't outgrow your space and go find another landlord someplace else?
Well, I think it's a relentless focus on the CEOs and the C-suite and the leaders that are in these organizations and the employees that are in these organizations about how do they create an environment that's built for collaboration, culture, communication. And so a relentless focus on that, well, that tells me it's all around flexibility. How do you create enough outdoor space? So in Southlake, we've got five different outdoor spaces, for example, plenty of rooms to get out, and you've got Wi-Fi enabled space because you don't want to be indoors all day. And so how do we take advantage of those things? So listening relentlessly to the customer tells me flexibility is going to matter. Work from home is going to matter. So we have programs for corporate clients there. And so we're continuing to listen to that. And that's providing the growth for our business.
You know, maybe you just answered the question I was about to ask, because I was curious how you evolve so quickly and you become a landlord and you learn all this stuff. But I guess it's from listening to the people that have been buying your stuff.
Yeah, we've worked with so many asset owners in the last few years about creating spec suites that are fully furnished. And we're learning a lot, and we're saying, okay, so how do we learn even faster? Well, let's, you know, eat your own dog food and do it yourself. So we said, we'll buy a few of our own buildings. We'll continue to learn ourselves. So whether we own the asset, and now we work with asset owners all over the country. So they're flying into Dallas, taking tours, and then we're able to create programs for them so that they can drive revenue. They may have a 20,000 square foot suite, and we can sell them furniture, and then they can lease it out fully furnished. But thinking about what the customer wants, that's the focus here, is what do these companies and organizations need? Today, it may be more meeting spaces and collaboration. Long-term, it may be more office space. So we're continuing to provide that service for our fans out there and thinking about new products and new services.
Yeah, you know, I hear you, and I know you give them what they want. But to some degree, I think you tell them what they want. I mean, a lot of people said, you know, never even thought about wanting to work standing up, and all of a sudden you made it easy and attractive, and now everybody wants to work standing up. You're generating ideas.
Well, we go back to Dan's original point, was he was having back pain, and so, okay, that was pain, and we were able to help solve that riddle. And then you realize it's hard to buy furniture. That's a painful process. Let's simplify that. And we said, well, space is hard. You can't move it if you put up a bunch of sheetrock. So could we rethink product? And now we're saying, well, they want somebody to provide the service for them. So it's literally, how do you take all these pain points and our passion about creating workspaces that elevate people and turn that into a business? And I think that's why we've been so successful.
How are you getting product? I mean, a pandemic was just made for you, because all of a sudden everybody's working from home and they need to outfit home offices and that sort of thing. But at the same time, you know, commerce was disrupted. The supply chain fell apart. How do you get product?
Yeah, we continued to design. Our teams were able to, we were considered an essential business, so we were able to work remote for a while, and then we reached out to our teams and listened to them and helped them create work from home programs. And then we talked to our fans and said, how do we help you create work from home programs for your people? And our supply chain did have a slowdown for about 8 to 10 weeks, but we were able to absorb it with our inventory and listen to our customers, and then we've been blessed to just power right through it. And so our third-party logistics companies, the FedEx, Amazon, all of our installers all over the country have been safely finding ways to deliver our products and services. And so we were able to reach out to counterparts in Asia who were about 10 to 12 weeks ahead of us and say, what are those things that you're doing to get ready and coming out of it? And took a lot of that, which is really following all the CDC guidelines. And so that's been a blessing, just leaning on others and learning together and sharing our ideas. We've obviously posted a lot on LinkedIn and social because we want to share what's working, because we're all in this journey together.
I can't wait to find out what you're going into next. My guess is, if this pandemic continues, you're going to have some neat way to extract rent from companies that otherwise are squeezed. Have you had to evict anybody yet?
No. Our fans have been great. And so I think the tenants that are here in our buildings are finding ways to get through it. And I think we've been very, very blessed. So even our team at the Fiction Coffee Bar, you know, they're getting busier and busier every day. People are dropping in to get coffee. So it's one day at a time, one step at a time. But I think we're going to emerge through this. It will take time and there will be a new normal. So I think it's us just working through this process together and really sharing everything with people that we work with, people that we might want to work with in the future. And let's figure this thing out.
You know, I went on the very site before we talked and watched your videos explaining the space and the concept and everything else. And it was very impressive. And it's a great way to showcase your products in what turns out to be your buildings. But I also learned new words. You have come up with a language on your own: hoteling, hot desking, war rooms, and collision space.
Yeah, those are terms out there used by great designers, and I'm not going to take credit for, but we're definitely sharing it.
Even hot desking? What is hot
desking? Well, you think about it. So a lot of companies initially were saying, hey, we're not going to assign a desk to you because we know you may be in 2 or 3 days a week. So it could be, they call it hoteling or hot desking. And so you come in, you have your station pre-wiped and post-wiped when you're done, but you may use it for the day. And then the next day, somebody else will come in to work. And so that allows to put less pressure on the building, less people are in it. And so that's just a trend that's out there. Other companies are moving away from that. So I think for us, it's a matter of let's learn and keep sharing ideas that are working. But you're right. The whole trend of hot desking is big. It's all really to me around flexibility and change because that's the world that we live in. We just have to embrace it and continue to move ahead.
You are certainly the right man at the right time. It's always fun. Jason McCann's co-founder and CEO of Very and a certified landlord. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, thank you. And we're doing tours all the time at VeriSpace South Lake. So just reach out to Cushman & Wakefield or check out our website. We'd be happy to give you a tour anytime.
Great. For more of our conversation with Mr. McCann, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.